Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've begun in the last broadcast a new series sharing on the subject of overcoming poverty and loss of prosperity in your life. It is the will of God for you to prosper. 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I wish, that word means pray, above, and that word means concerning. I pray concerning all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. It is God's will for you to prosper in everything. There is a spiritual prosperity, a mental prosperity, an emotional prosperity, a physical prosperity, a social prosperity, and a financial prosperity. When we talk about prosperity, it means to have a good journey. God wants you to have a good journey for things to go well with you in your life. Of course, it all starts with the spiritual prosperity, which occurs when at the point when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. You know, when you received Jesus, you got born again, He came into your heart, you're brand new, you're a new creation on the inside. Then you receive the Holy Spirit who comes and dwells in your spirit. He begins to lead you and guide you and to teach you and train you up in the ways of God and for the power of God to work in your life. As we are continuing in His Word, God begins to produce that soul realm prosperity in your life. The area of the soul is your will, your intellect, and your emotions. As your mind is being renewed to the Word, you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you're beginning to think like God wants you to think. Praise God. And your emotions get healed. He comes to heal the brokenhearted. The power of God through the Word and you acting upon the Word will heal you and deliver you and set you free. And He also wants you to be choosing His ways. As we are yielding to His Word and putting His Word first place, we choose His ways, and that's going to cause the prosperity of God having a good journey in our life. We also talked about the fact that we can have physical prosperity, which is health. He said that He desires that we would be prospering and be in health even as our soul prospers. So God wants you to be in health. Your healing will come forth as you hear the Word of God on healing. You understand that Jesus took your infirmities, bore your sicknesses, by His stripes you were healed, that now you can come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of His healing power that legally belongs to you, and His healing power will restore you and heal you and make you whole. Praise God. He is the healer. And as we are receiving that, we also can see social prosperity as well, where God helps us in our relationships. And this is involved in the soul realm prosperity as well, so we get free from everything that would hinder us from prospering socially in relationships with people. Also, He wants us to prosper financially. That means we're going to have all of our needs met. We're going to have abundance and be able even to give to every good work. You know, a lot of people have come against people that have taught on prosperity, but prosperity is the will of God. We've got to look at what the Word says. Prosperity is the will of God. Financial prosperity is the will of God, and you're going to see that as we're going through this series of messages. Now, it's not this kind of prosperity where you are in greed and you're just hoarding up things upon yourself. No, God's prosperity is going to give you all sufficiency in all things and give you extra in order to be able to abound to every good work. Otherwise, you're going to be a giver. Finances that come into your hands, you are to be a good steward over them, and you are to be the vessel of what God wants you to do with those finances. Use them for not only for your needs to be met, but also for the gospel. Praise the Lord. 3 John 2, remember, it's God's will for you to prosper, to have a good journey, and you've got to be soundly established in that. Psalms 35, verse 27, He has pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. And praise God, we can prosper. But if we don't do the things that are outlined in the Word, then we will not prosper. And we're going to be especially talking about what causes poverty and loss of prosperity. And of course, the opposite will bring forth prosperity in your life. And we looked at in the last broadcast, one of them is not seeking God. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. That's an important principle. If you will seek God, he will cause you to prosper. But if you don't seek God, then you will not prosper in your life. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom. That's the rule and the reign of God and his righteousness. Your rights, your privileges, the ways of righteousness, the word of righteousness that shows us how to walk uprightly in his righteous ways. And we can yield our members unto righteousness, and that will produce holiness in our life. But it's because you seek him. You seek the kingdom of God. You seek how the rule and the reign of God works. You know your authority in the Lord. And you know how to use the weapons of warfare to take dominion over the enemy. And you also seek the righteousness of God so you know his right ways. In Psalms 34, verse 10, the Bible says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. If you seek the Lord, you're not going to want, you're not going to lack any good thing. Poverty means one who is lacking, one who is in want, one who is in need. While prosperity is one who is not lacking. They have abundance. Their needs are met. They don't have these wants. God has met every need in their life, praise God. So we need to seek the Lord. Another cause of poverty is not obeying God's word. Isaiah 48, verse 18, oh, that thou didst hearken to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river. And the word peace is, in the Hebrew, also the word for prosperity. When it's talking about peace there, it's talking about more than just a peace of mind, but an overall prosperity in your life. Oh, that thou hearkenest to my commandments, then you'll have peace and prosperity, and it will be as a river. Otherwise, it'll flow. It'll flow in your life. Praise God. That's what God has for you. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to have every area of prosperity operating in your life as a river, flowing continually. But that's if you obey his word. If you don't hearken to his word, if you don't do what he says, then it's not going to happen in your life. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with a sword. If you don't obey God's word, you're not going to be blessed. And you've got to do it willingly. Willingly is very important, a willing obedience. When you do that, you're going to eat the good of the land. That means you're going to prosper in your life. Deuteronomy 28:1, if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, and observe and do all his commandments and his statutes, and then you obey and do what he tells you to do, what's going to happen? All those blessings are going to come on you, and they're going to overtake you in your life. But verse 15 says this, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. If you obey, you're going to be blessed, and these blessings will come on you, and they will overtake you. But if you disobey, if you don't obey God's word, then curses will come upon you, and there is a cause for every curse. A third area that brings poverty or loss of prosperity is refusing instruction. In Proverbs 13, verse 18, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. If you receive the reproof and the correction that comes from the Lord through the word of God or someone ministering the word of God to you, then you're going to be honored, you're going to be prospered, you're going to be blessed. But poverty and shame comes to those that refuse instruction. You've got to be teachable. You need to be receptive to the instruction of the Lord. As you receive his instruction, his word, then it's going to bring forth prosperity. It's going to bring forth blessing, and you're going to be honored in your life. A fourth cause of poverty or loss of prosperity is not tithing and giving offerings. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says this, will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. He said, you're cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation. bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. You need to realize that tithing and giving of offerings is extremely important for the prosperity of God in your life, not just financially, but in all areas. When you bring the tithes unto him, then he's going to open up the windows of heaven. He's going to pour out blessings upon you. And he says he'll rebuke the devourer, and your fruits of your ground will not be destroyed. In fact, it's going to come forth in its season if you are a tither and a giver of offerings. Tithing means a tenth. It's a tenth of your income. The tithe belongs to the Lord. It belongs to him. It is holy unto the Lord. We need to never take away from the tithe. That belongs to him. Don't ever take away the tithe, otherwise you are cursed. The tithe is holy to him. It belongs to him. When you tithe, you learn to fear the Lord your God, and is extremely important. And this tenth, by the way, is off of the gross. It's not off the net. A lot of people just tithe off the net. That's a mistake. You tithe off the gross. Why is that? Because all the things that are taken out of your paycheck are going for your benefit. If you have funds that go out for health, that's going for your benefit, for giving you health benefits. If it's going for an IRA or some kind of investment plan, it's going for your benefit. Even the taxes, even though we don't like the high taxes, nonetheless, it is going for your benefit of living in this country. And praise God that we do live in a country that's like this one, that's better than the majority of all the countries in the world today. We need to be tithing properly, and that is upon the gross. That's what the IRS recognizes, the gross, as your income. So tithe, the first tenth, this is. This is not if you have anything left over. This is the first tenth of your income. And then giving of offerings is over and above that. And that's going to bring the blessings of God poured out upon you in your life. Well, we're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. I trust that you're going to take hold of these principles. You're going to do them. You're going to act upon them so that you can release the prosperity of God and eliminate poverty in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.